Hey guys, it's me, Sam. A little fact about almost everyone on the podcast, with the exception of Logan, is that we are all broke college students, and that kinda sucks. We do put on the show for free, and we do love doing it for free. It kind of makes us more genuine, I like to think. But bills gotta get paid, bread's gotta get made, so if you feel so kind, consider maybe checking out the Patreon, maybe? It's on our website, roleplayingandroleplaying.com, and it's just $2 a month for hours of extra content, like outtakes, burps, bathroom breaks, all sorts of shit, after shows. We got the one for all sorts of stuff. It's great. It's a load of fun. And we're gonna be adding a lot of stuff on there as we keep going, so there's gonna be new content on there all the time. So please consider just dropping us a couple bucks. It doesn't need to be anything super long term, but we would super appreciate it. And thank you so much to listening to our podcast.
Have you ever wanted a podcast that tackles the hard questions? Like, why do wizards wear those pointy hats? Is it morally okay to burn your name into a table? Is there a difference between dead and never waking up? Well, if you've ever wanted to know the answers to any of these questions, then I have a podcast for you. We are Goblets and Gaze, a bi-weekly Pathfinder 2E podcast. Join our cast of an angsty barbarian, a pyromaniac goblin, a girl whose family loved astrology a little too much, a cultist, and a Hot Topic reject as they journey to a lost city and try to keep a twink alive. Follow us all on your social media at Goblets and Gaze, join our Discord as well, and we hope to see you out there. Goodbye.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Nicodemus. Last we left our heroes, Andromeda had successfully blown the wall apart using Trevor's farts. I can't believe that just came out of my mouth, but it did. Anyways, that happened, and then the clerics and paladins of Roswell found out that Todd, the disguise of Andromeda, was indeed a ruse. However, Trevor was taken out and moved somewhere else. In this time, Trevor had a vision with his ancestor, the Undying Saint, known now as Antigone, and Woggles had an encounter with his mysterious father, Adonu, sacrificed his life to save him. What will happen to our heroes this time? Welcome to the Ring Bear Chronicles.
While this is happening, Andy Woggles is still asleep at this point. You have just been found out and whatever. Trevor has been taken away from you, and you and Klesh are in a cell. And Klesh is checking on Woggles, and he says, he is really not doing well. He's sweating and convulsing. I don't know what drugs they gave him, but they're not good.
I'm focusing.
Andy, do you know anything about this? Do you... Oh, fuck. Fuck. Shit, I can't lose. Oh, God. Okay. And you hear the doors open to the dungeon level. And you hear another legion of chainmail as you see a familiar face. Or you don't, Andy. Klesh does, as he was there in the Zoom call. As the Pontifex walks on the other side of the cell. Well, it appears you completed my plan to spectacular accuracy. Thank you very much. You all may leave me. She addresses all the guards, but
two of her very personal guards, and they all walk out, leaving just the Pontifex, two of her personal guards, you, Andy, and Kalesh. So, Glaucon told me that you would be more difficult than this. I guess I lucked out. I know you can hear me, Andromeda.
Yeah, no, I can hear you. It's just, I don't want to. It's making it very hard to focus. If you could just shut the fuck up, I'd really appreciate it. Okay, thanks.
Focus. You will need that for when we send your soul to the higher plane. The Dark Angel, they did tell me this. They knew that such a thing was possible, that somebody would try to stop their machinations. But you will all be dealt with, and I am sorry about what we had to do to your friend, but I'm sure you can understand why we did it. Kalesh. You. I believe you are trying to work out a deal with the Honey Lamps. What do you want? What does that have to do with anything? Oh, you didn't put that together? Look, the Honey Lamps are our little puppet government, right? They have so generously allowed us to have a foothold in our neighboring country. And now, we essentially control so much more, thanks to you, your little band of misfits. To think that you severed one of the Dark Angel's wings. Incredible. Truly. So, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. I mean, I guess I'll give you one more night. I feel like that's courteous enough. What happened to the Warforged? You killed him. What? We didn't kill him. We didn't kill him, did we?
No, ma'am, we didn't kill him, I don't believe. Tiefling, is the Warforged dead? Where is the body?
Alright, very responsive.
Your Eminence, I do not know.
Gods. Alright, somebody get a search party out for... Yeah, what happened to the other dwarf?
He, disappeared.
Oh my god, are you serious? Can you not keep track of anybody? Go find them. God. You are almost lucky that my people seem to be growing more and more incompetent by the day, but nonetheless, you did that yourself. So, I have a temple to bless, and I guess you have one more night to do with as you wish before we send you onwards to the next vista. So, enjoy your stay in the Citadel.
And the Pontifex turns and leaves and starts barking orders at people to find the Barnett brothers. Trevor, you are now being carried into a cleaning station, and one of the guards is like,
"Oh my god, this is really heavy. What the hell is in this? Bricks?"
And they kind of try to dump the contents of you into like a kind of like a trough.
Okay.
I mean, what are you filled with? You have some Q person juice left.
Wait, so you're saying that what's inside of me is cute person juice?
Well, you have a little bit left, yeah, but otherwise you don't have anything inside you. I mean, your weapon, they obviously, they took your fucking maul. Why would they leave you in a prison cell with that? You have some cute person juice left in your stomach. Mm-hmm. That is all you have. And this guy's trying to dump out your contents.
So when I become bucket form, the crystal isn't there, yeah?
Yes.
For reasons I'm sure will come up later.
Yes.
Ah.
See how that works? Yeah.
Huh. Bucket of holding.
Yeah, do you spit out the liquid?
I mean, do I have a choice?
Yeah, you do. I mean, this guy is trying to dump out excrement from you. And if you don't, you deduce that if he doesn't dump out anything, that'll be a little suspicious.
But can't he see inside the bucket?
No. So the way that you specifically work is that you're very good at disguising yourself as a bucket. When you reach down into you, it's like kind of like a pass wall, like a kind of like a fake wall at the bottom. So you would like pass your hand through it to grab stuff. That is how you specifically work.
Oh, so if someone tried to use me as a traditional bucket, it would not.
Did I not?
Might have.
I might not have. That's
what I don't. I don't think you've ever explained that.
Yeah, that is how you specifically work.
Okay. But I. Yes. Some cute person juice.
You dip out like this black kind of iridescent cute person juice, and this guard's like, oh. Dear God, what the hell?
It's like motor oil.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, oh, okay, somebody wash out this bucket. And he hands it to like a servant who kind of just pours water into the bucket. So yeah, you feel yourself kind of like filling up with water a bit, and they're like, alright, this is probably clean. And they dump you out, and they're like, alright, sir? What? Okay, I'm just gonna put this with the other buckets.
I have one more question, though, about how I work.
Mm-hmm.
So they can fill me with water. Does that mean I can control if the bottom of the bucket is solid or not? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, actually. You know what?
Okay.
I will, yeah, 100% totally.
Okay.
Yeah. And after your vision with the Undying Saint, or Antigone... you kind of feel more yourself. Like, it's like you've accessed another part of your brain. Yeah, so if you want to make it so that the bottom is now, like, solid, you totally can.
Well, yeah, because that's how they filled me with water and cleaned me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can totally do that. 100%, yeah, write that down. 100% is a part of your character. But yeah, the servant's like, oh, this one's kind of heavy, what's it made of? And the guard's like, I don't know, get rid of it. Alright, okay. And, they kind of, walk away and put you in a maintenance closet and then close the door.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, time to start playing the game, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to roll for... would it be perception? Because I'm in a closet, so I can't.
You can't. Well, it's dark. It's dark in here.
Well, I want to perceive if I can hear.
Oh, you want to hear
nearby? Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Because I'm in a closet, but I'm also probably in like a separate maintenance room. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty good way of putting it.
Nat one. I'm getting rid of this. This was my first roll with the green. I always use the purple dice, and I pulled out the green ones because it seemed. Like, I should give them a try, and it rolled a one.
Alright, so. Yeah, you can't hear shit. You're kind of new to this being sentient as a bucket thing, so...
Yeah. Can I try to wiggle as a bucket?
Sure.
Can I scoot the bucket?
All I can imagine is Bender trying to move when he just has a head.
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly what I'm thinking of. Yeah, you can. I'll have a check. I'm gonna have you give me a strength check.
No way. This is so dumb. I rolled a nat like one sound. With the other dice. No. I rolled a nat one with the purple one. Now I don't know which d20 to use. I only have two.
I think Audrey stole all of your luck. Just all of it. She took all of it for the session. Trevor, yeah, I mean, you don't move. I'm sorry. Yeah, well, he's on like a little shelf.
Am I able to, do I feel like I'd be able to unbucket?
Yeah, you totally could.
Well, since I don't know what's nearby and I can't move, then fuck it, bucket. I unbucket.
Damn.
Fuck it, I unbucket.
Damn, that's a t-shirt right there.
Do I have to roll for this?
No, you've gotten to a point where that is now easy for you. How does Trevor transform from bucket form? Because if it's a bucket and his bucket head's upside down, does his body like shoot out like one of those like snake in a can things?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Okay. Yeah. I don't know, because would all the body part would I like? Ooh, or what if the bucket sort of inverts?
Oh, huh? Like turns inside out?
Like the bottom of the bucket goes up.
And oh, like a 3D printer?
I'm sorry. Well, because it has to have some sort of like arcana magic shit to it, right?
Yeah, sure.
And so you can think of it as the bucket starts inverting. So like the top ring goes down around the center of the bucket, like around the base of the bucket. And then once they're next to each other, the base starts going up. And now that the bucket's inverted, everything starts like coming out of the bag of holding.
Yeah.
Type beat.
Yeah.
But in case this is of use in a couple sessions down the road, I am going to say it's pretty forceful because Sam's giving me the choice to say it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it's crazy forceful, but you could definitely do like an unarmed strike out of it. You could do like an unarmed strike out of it. I will say that if it's pretty forceful, you break the shelf that the buckets are on.
That is the goal.
Yeah, you totally break the shelf and just buckets like clang, clang, and like fall everywhere.
they what, Sam? Could you make that sound effect again?
Clang, clang. That's the bucket sound. Isn't that how Trevor talks? Just a bunch of that?
No, that's when I sneeze.
You sneeze, it just goes clang, clang.
Yep, like that. Wow. I'm going to clip that, by the way, when I'm editing the post session, I'm clipping that.
Beautiful. Amazing.
I know.
All right, well. You're in a dark maintenance room. Here.
Nice.
Congrats. Awesome.
Can I do another perception to see if someone heard? Okay, that's definitely not worth it. I'm just going to move as fast as I can.
You just open the door?
I gently open the door.
Shut up. Oh, you are.
And then what? I open the door.
You slowly open the door, and you look outside. And to your absolute delight, there's nobody there.
Yay. Where does it look like I am?
It looks like you're in some kind of corridor. It's kind of disorienting being a bucket, so you're not sure if you're up or down from the dungeons. But you know you weren't carried too far.
Well, left-hand rule, I'm gonna follow the left wall. So I do. I go left.
Do I make
Mr.
like
a... Mr. DM.
Are you trying to be stealthy?
You know what my stealth check looks like.
Yeah, disadvantage.
Wait, I have disadvantage, but I'm also proficient in stealth. Why did I...
How are you proficient in stealth?
I don't know, I filled in the bubble, so my minus one becomes plus two.
Okay, if you want to make a stealth check at disadvantage.
So, you know what? I'll give it a try, and I'll roll both of them, so they can both... We'll see which one wants to be redeemed first. Okay, well, with disadvantage, we've got an 8.
Clang, clong, no. You're a little sneakier than normal, which is to say not very. But yeah, you're kind of clank, creak, crunk, quack, quack, kind of big bucket noises.
All right, well, I'm going to walk, if I can't be quiet, I'm going to walk like I belong, despite everyone being able to probably recognize me.
Yeah, you walk like you belong.
Are there any doors at all?
Yeah, there are doors that are kind of flanking the sides of the corridor as you walk along.
Can I take
you
a can, peek?
Well, you saw what door you went into. Like, they led you down a ton of stairs to get to this door, and this door had bars on it, just to kind of denote that it was the dungeon door. You don't see that anywhere yet.
Right, but maybe I can find a disguisey.
Oh, a disguisey.
Just an extra large-sized cloak.
Yeah, do...
That's not suspicious.
Investigation. I think I might put the detective theme in for this part. Sneaking around. What was that?
14.
I'm gonna roll a dice to see how lucky I make you get.
A die. Singular.
Oh my fuck, okay. You see a room that has a light underneath it. And you don't hear anything coming from the room.
Peculiar.
That is where your check leads you.
I go in.
You open the door. You see that nobody's in the room. You see a cage on the other side with your confiscated weapons.
Okay, this is Pog.
Yeah, you see, like, your maul, Andy's bow... Woggles'
dice
ring.
Knife.
What's that?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you see. Her knife.
And this is what I see.
Yeah, so you know where this room is if you want to come back to it. Or if you want to try to break in. Or
how many other how many other doors are there in this corridor?
There are quite a few more.
I'm warning you, Sam. I'm going to open every one if you let me.
Oh, God. You're going to make me describe everything? I can... Here's what I'll do.
Well, I mean, it's a basic maintenance corridor, so just choose, like, a theme of each one.
This is going to be a luck check.
I've never rolled a... one.
No.
What is
fucking
wrong with...
way.
It's another one. Or it's my third one.
That is
in the last, like,
insane.
Five rolls.
Yeah, you don't know where you are. You're kind of disoriented, but you do know where those weapons are.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah. Well, I'm just going to walk forward then.
You walk forward for a while. And eventually you come near a door where you hear kind of the running of footsteps. And
I don't even have any spell slots left. I can't do anything cool.
I mean, you were kind of near a cage of your stuff.
When... this is a throwback for everyone, but when I was fighting Ulfta, did I do Vow of Enmity or Hunter's Mark?
You did Hunter's Mark.
So I might still have my Channel Divinity.
Oh no, you did do Vow of Enmity. You did both, dude.
That's what...
You did both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went all out because I thought that would be it, and then Sam was like... I thought I could go all out. Just this once.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
so you hear you do hear some voices saying, "Find the Warforged. He can't be far."
Where am I when I hear that? Was it like at the end of the hallway?
Yeah, you assume that's kind of like the main staircase.
Okay. Well, did I hear it from up the main staircase?
Yes.
I go down the main staircase.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll to see if anybody's there when you open the door. You are getting so lucky, it's insane on my end. Nobody's there. You just hear this from upstairs. You hear a ton of running. You can move on. You can haul ass down the stairs because you know the dungeon's like deep, like just from intuition, and because you've been there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you haul ass down the stairs, and got you it. See a barred door at the bottom.
Okay. There's no good way to tackle this situation. Man.
You could try opening the door.
Can I hear them above me chasing?
They seem to just be frantically looking places, not necessarily chasing.
They're probably not going to look in the most obvious place, so I'm going to go open the door.
The door's locked. I'm just kidding. No, it's not. The door opens. And yeah, this is a different entrance for sure. But you do see the shimmer of a magical barrier on the other end of the room.
No way. I wonder what that could be.
It's Barney the Dinosaur. Yep, I tricked you. This is a whole different dungeon. No.
They got Barney?
They got Barney.
No!
Dude. Barney's evil.
Nobody's safe.
Dude's a pedophile, bro.
No, Jesus. No, that escalated very fast.
Wrong canon.
Oh, God.
Alright, so I go down past the, what's it called, forest barrier?
You go past it?
I go to the next cell over because we blew the wall open.
Well, they added correctly. Another one there. That was the thing.
Oh, come on.
That's
really?
What I said, yes.
How long would it take me to break the next wall over open?
I mean, well, are you trying to like
using
break?
Using other methods.
Are you trying to break the cell down? Like trying to rip
like
out
just
the,
manually
the bars?
Punch it?
Well,
isn't it like a stone wall?
Well, do you walk in front of the shimmering wall first?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, Kalesh notices you and says, Trevor? Where do you...
Hey.
You're alive?
Yeah, I remember that I was taken out.
Yeah, no, I thought they would have found you out by now. Look, you're not exactly,
no, they
you're
are
not exactly
very...
stealthy.
Yeah, but they're not exactly bright.
That's
so
true. Yeah, even weird. Their own kind of Pope figure said they're not very intelligent, so look, we gotta get out of here. Do you have any ideas?
If I had ideas, I would have done them. Not to mention I sort of rushed down here because they're looking for me upstairs, and that is not a look.
How is Woggles isn't doing so hot, and suddenly Woggles, you wake up.
Oh my fuck, bro, what the fuck just happened?
Good morning.
Where the fuck am I? What the...
Anyways,
why is there puke on the ground?
Work?
Where is the wall? What the fuck? And he just starts breaking down crying because of what just happened in his head.
Oh, buddy, come here. I don't know what happened.
I just wanna hug.
Yeah, come here. Your best buddy hugs you.
Oh my god, Clutch. My fucking dad just killed my father figure / mentor / master. And my dad almost killed me. And he called me a disappointment. And I hate him.
Yeah, you see, Woggles, I'm not going to let you make an insight check because you are just beside yourself. Trevor, you can make an insight check on Kalesh, though, if you want.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What if I don't?
That's okay. Then I'll just move on.
What if Kalesh is allowed to have his own thoughts without my insight?
You know what? Yeah, freedom for Kalesh. You are not allowed to make an insight check.
Awesome.
Kalesh kind of pauses for a second. Is like... Well, family isn't perfect, right? But sometimes
it's the family you find, right? It's the family that you kind of make along the way that really matters, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
And I don't know how somebody died in a dream. Was that... You were really drugged out. I don't know what they hit you with, but you were having a rough time. I tried to heal you.
I think it was one of the first drugs I didn't like.
Oh, I'm sorry, bud. I'm sorry. But look, I gotcha. All right, we gotcha. Right, guys?
Right. Anyways, getting out of here.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry, Waggles.
Are you in digging condition? Wait, you guys need to get out of here?
Yeah, we're in prison.
Guys, I'm an earthbender.
Are you in digging condition right now?
I mean, I can take an 8-hour nap, and then I'll be in digging condition.
How many key points do you have?
Currently one.
Ah.
But an 8-hour nap would give me six. And if I used all six on Tremor Sense, I would be able to move 13,500 feet.
Well, let's
how much does Tremor Sense cost immediately?
Two key points per hit.
Ah. You know what, Logan? You know what? I'm gonna do a thing.
Yeah, I love
because
things.
I like enabling my players. And I hate myself. So you kind of feel infused with this new kind of power Donu gave you with his last breath. You have your key is all back.
Yes. Alright. Well, guys, actually. And then I, like, levitate a rock and throw it with my earthbending. I'm like, hey, I think I could actually do this. Shit. And then I, like, punch the ground and the ground kind of split, like, fractures. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, let's fucking go. Woo! Woggles is back at it. Who's got some cocaine?
We don't even have our weapons, man.
I know where those are.
Do I not have my ring?
No,
but I can. I know where they are, guys. Despite all the ones I've rolled, I found.
Did they check my pockets?
Yeah, buddy, they got everything that wasn't armor.
Oh my god!
Andy, are you good to
go? Oh, thank God, I don't need armor. Thank God, I don't wear armor.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, we need a plan. We need a plan. What are we doing? Shit, I'm not good at this.
I don't know where the fuck we are. Are we beneath ground right now?
Yeah, we're in a dungeon. The only problem is there's a lot of bad guys because the honey lamps are apparently working in tandem with the church, and apparently our souls are going to be sacrificed to Lathander. Yeah, that's kind of my side of the situation. Anybody else have anything they want to chip in? That I missed?
I know where our weapons are.
Okay, that's great.
Good start. Alright. Well, my thought is this wall, these big bars, I'm assuming they're protected by magic bars.
Just go down under them. Land down under.
Yeah, just
that would tunnel work under. As well. I was thinking, are those bars magic too?
Which bars?
What, the floor bars?
Those other bars in the other cell.
Oh, yes. The one next?
You know, the one that doesn't have a wall for whatever reason? You guys still never explained that. What the fuck happened?
Oh, yeah, that
yeah,
one.
They,
never
they
mind.
Put
you
it
know
up
what?
On both.
I don't
both
even
of them.
That
know.
One has a, that you one guys... also has a magical wall. Yes, they put that one up after we exploded it with a fart. It's a whole thing.
With a fart? Hold on. What? Never. Nope.
Nope
don't
nope,
need to
nope,
know.
We don't
want
to
know.
Don't time. Okay, we need to. We
don't
need to
have
move.
Time.
Does anybody have any suggestions what we do?
Just get out of there.
Move.
Okay.
Yeah, honestly, let's just fucking earthbend our way out of here.
All right, let's talk. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
All right. So I activate my tremor sense, and I stomp my feet so I can see 30 feet around me. And see. So, like, what do I see in a circle of 30 feet around me, radius 30 feet.
You see that you can definitely feel the magical barriers, but they are, as told, just on the walls. They didn't expect you to be able to literally crawl under the earth.
Yep, never expect the woggles. Alright. Well, cracks knuckles once again, cracks neck. Alright guys, step back. I stomp, the earth kind of cracks, I punch it, and it splits open, and this time, instead of just bending it all, I'm literally just, like, so energetic and into it and, like, just kind of, you know, because, like, I just had that experience, and I'm kind of, like, you know, I'm kind of unhinged, kind of like Andy was, and I'm just like, fuck it. So I just start clawing at the dirt, just throwing fucking lots of it at a time, just like a fucking badger mole. And I'm just digging through the dirt, and eventually I come up to the other side. It's kind of, you know, I'm assuming the ground is made of stones, so I can't really just like dig through the stones. So I just give it a nice little uppercut. I don't know if the mic could hear that, but I gave it a nice little uppercut, and now we're back there. So I have my friends come in the tunnel. They can't really jump up.
You help them up.
Yeah.
Everyone can.
I mean, I was thinking I could just go back to the earth bending and just like push us up.
Yeah, sure. That works. Yeah. You guys are now in the hall.
Can I jump up while my how long did this take? Under a minute?
Yeah.
All right. Before my sight and burrowing ends, can I like jump up and hit the roof so that I can see 30 feet radius around where I hit there and see like the people above me?
Yeah, you jump up and you see for just a split second that there are people that seem to be running around in kind of patrols. And you see that about two or so floors above you, the main exit of the building is right above you.
Okay. This is good information to know. Alright, guys. So basically, Woggles, I know, I'm pretty cool. The exit, two floors up. Gonna be kind of hard to get there, but, Trevor, did you mention you know where our weapons are?
I do.
That is great to know. You can lead us to the weapons. We'll get the weapons, and then, shit, I mean, from there, I could just activate the burrowing again, and we can just, like, go up from there. I'll open up the floor, I'll raise this up to the next level, and then, I don't know.
I wish we had the time to talk about this, but what is our goal long-term after escaping?
We don't need to talk about that
right now. Let's get out of here.
We really don't need to talk about that right now. We just need to get out of here.
Let's go get our weapons. And we quickly make our way to that room.
You quickly make your way to the weapon room. You know where it is. You all... I'm gonna have a group stealth check. So I need, well, Trevor, I think you're in luck because everyone else is pretty fucking stealthy.
Yeah, I swear to God, Trevor, if your loud ass gives us away.
Disadvantage, right, Sam?
For you, yes. I need stealth from everyone else. Yeah, Kalesh is pulling his own weight swimmingly. Five, okay. Waddles?
23.
Okay. Kalesh got a 24. Andy.
28.
Mother of God. Yeah, you guys are fine. You guys are stealthy. You guys are so fucking stealthy. It's unreal. And you make it to the weapons depot pretty easily. Yeah, the cage is locked. So I mean you can like try to pick that if you want. Up to you. I mean,
is anyone good at lock picking?
Let me in here.
Let's go.
Give me a sleight of hand check.
Well, I'm glad you asked. That's actually only gonna be a 26.
Only a 26. Yeah, obviously you open the fucking door. And you guys got your equipment back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
You guys are fucking kitted out.
I mean, it's pretty cool that I have my staff back, but at the same time, like, I've pretty much only used my armor and strikes recently, so. Wadless is just like a beast without his. He doesn't need armor. He doesn't need weapons. He just needs.
Monks himself, are the prison bro. Class, man. They're so good when they're honestly in prison. Like, it's unreal.
Yeah.
And then, Dane.
Hello.
Dane, you appear back on top of the Citadel.
Ah, oh, shit.
All right. You see these guards everywhere, and you see this teleportation circle that's been set up, and you see the Pontifex sitting on kind of Ulfda's throne, and she looks at you and she's like, "Who are you?"
I am an agent of the astral plane, and I'm looking for some
people. Oh, you're the Barnett brother. I couldn't see you really in that Zoom call, right? I just had to go based off your vibe, essentially. I'm assuming this is what your voice would sound like.
Yeah.
Somebody take him to the fucking prison.
What do you think about my ass?
Somebody take him to the prison. What do I think about your... Are you serious?
Yeah, I had a lot of time to work out in the astral plane.
My mind is reeling from just that fact alone. I don't know, like a 6, maybe?
All right.
Why did I even humor you? Get him out of here. Get him out of here. And guards start to, like, kind of close in around you.
All right, Calgon, take me away.
Oh, you're surprisingly willing. Where did you go? Like, did you... You know what?
Well,
okay. No, you know what? I feel like you're the explaining type, and I don't have time for you right now. All right. Let's take you down. And as Dane is being taken down, you guys are going up, I'm assuming, right? What's the plan?
Let's get out.
Yeah.
So we don't know Dane is back, right?
You have no idea Dane is back.
No clue. Dane is gone forever as we know it. Well, if anybody else has any other ideas, we could do that. Or I could do the burrowing thing again. Bring us up another floor. I'd assuming we went up a floor to when we found
our weapons. Yes,
like the dungeon was... Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we just got to go up one more floor and then book it.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Let's do it.
All right, bet. So I use another 2 key points. I use my tremor sense to make sure... Well, first I get us up there, set up to the floor. Mm-hmm. And then I use my tremor sense to see 30 feet around me. Is there any, like, guards I can see?
You see a contingent of people that seem to be clustered around one person coming down the stairs. But that one person seems to be off to your tremor sense. Like a weird kind of duplication glitch kind of thing. Like, it's weird to explain.
Their tremor feels odd. Is there a peephole out this door? Or is it just, like, a door?
It's a huge yawning door. There are two. They're kind of like 4 guards, kind of on each side, essentially. Sorry, it's not 4 guards on each side. 2 guards on each side, like just on the inside of these massive doors to the to the Citadel.
Mm-hmm. So I can't see who that special figure is.
No, you can't.
Well, I don't want to find out then. Can I, like, burrow through the wall parallel to the hallway and then just get us out as soon as it's gonna run out, and then hopefully I'm close enough to the door to, like, escape.
Yeah, you can do that. You can go up and around. Yeah, you'd kind of emerge, like, just in the wall, and you can, like, peek, like, real quick before, like, you really destroy everything and make yourself known.
Nice.
Yeah, do you want to do that?
Party, what do you guys think?
Look, I just want to get out of here. I'm getting real antsy.
Alright, I guess Kalesh speaks for us all. Let's fucking go.
You burrow out, and you crash, or not crash, you very kind of, like, you poke a little eye hole through just to kind of see out, and descending the stairs, you kind of see that weird thing you sense, the tremor sense, and you see it's Dane, and Dane's probably chatting with the guards, because Dane probably doesn't, didn't see Augur die, he just saw him get rushed, so he doesn't know that Augur has fallen, as it were. Dane, you're probably... What are you saying to the guards?
So, anyways, I was in Olara's cafe thing. You remember Olara? Like, I was telling you way back when we first entered this prison.
And how many flights of stairs has it been?
Oh, wait, no, just get better. This is my 50th story about this. I had a crazy time. So, anyways...
No. So, Sean is just... Sorry, Dane is just ranting... he's just rambling about his time in the astral plane, and the clerics just look so fed up.
Okay, so I see Dane chatting up a storm. What are the odds I can summon a wind blast to, like, knock them all over, get Dane out of there with us, and bolt?
Can you summon a wind blast?
I thought I'd try.
You can certainly try. I mean, you've got all this weird energy now from Donu, and it is...
I mean, that's the thing. I don't... Can I summon a wind blast?
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
All right, well...
How risky.
Let's see what
happens. You feeling lucky, punk?
Yeah, I'm feeling fucking lucky, okay? This is gonna set some good precedent if it works. How many key points? Good. I'm assuming it takes the my key rest points of them. Just for the
if
attempt.
If you're just right, trying two. This, whatever you got left.
All right, two. Does that mean in the future it'll also take two, or it'll take in the future it'll also take all my hit points? I mean, all my key points.
If you're trying something crazy, I'm gonna say it does drain you. Some crazy shit.
Alright, Wind Blast. Fucking Avatar Aang, go!
Go ahead, roll a D100.
Fuck!
Because that's how we've been doing...
Oh, a D100.
That's how we've been doing these whack abilities. That's how we've been doing whack abilities.
Yep.
Definitely didn't roll a D20. Round two. Avatar Aang, go. 63.
Okay. I'm assuming the party jumps out with you, right? As you blast this kind of corridor of air at the guards surrounding Dane. And it works. It knocks a bunch of them off their feet. And Dane is on the ground too, but he's not kind of restrained by them anymore. And then all the guards just kind of look at you. And there's this moment of tension as you just eye each other up and down. And suddenly there is a rumbling. And through the doors... You see a familiar figure sail through as Kegger, holding Blightfang and the Windblade, flies into the room, lands in a superhero landing, and his head kind of detaches for a second and comes up, revealing the face of Augur Silvergrass, who says,
What?
It's tea time, motherfuckers.